wanted to talk once more about dimensions, didn't you?
Well, yes, for anybody that missed this last week, and it isn't my original idea, for anybody who has problems in understanding what it may be like to for us three-dimensional creatures to be actually existing in a multi-dimensional universe, here's an example, all right? Here's a creature that thinks it's two-dimensional, but actually it's three-dimensional, and it's existing in what we know is certainly a three-dimensional universe, so it has two dimensions. It will allow it width and will allow it breadth, okay, but we'll take away its height. It's got it, but it doesn't know it has it.
All right.
We pass a hoop over its body, and to the creature, the hoop has arrived there by magic. It's come out of another dimension. It's just suddenly sliced through its body without harming it and has encircled it.
In fact, the
two-dimensional creature is trapped. Because it has no concept of height. It cannot step out of the hoop. It has no concept of moving up or down. And it is completely... I can't go on too much. encircled by the hoop.
Encircled by the hoop.
Yeah.
And that is the concept of how we explain the third dimension. Am I right?
That's a concept of explaining... not understanding higher dimensions.
Well, once again, the dimension's gone away from us as we're chasing the concept down the road. I still didn't get that. Do you get that?
I think I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
If you listen to one of the Derek and Clive albums, I'm not sure which one. I think it's the one with Alfie Noakes on it. He does say, Peter Cook says at one time, you're all right. He says, yeah, I'm all right. Hey, Williams, this is not fair. He's like, I've got a problem. He says, what's the problem? He said, I'm only an inch high, but I'm a mile wide. And I don't know whether they're being philosophical there, but I mean, somebody who's an inch high but a mile